been the reaction from the blokes since the game?
Obviously a lot of disappointment. You know, we didn't display many traits of a team that we want to be. Adelaide didn't do anything we didn't know was coming. You know, they get out and run and they crash the boards, and that's what we're most disappointed with, is that we had a game plan at the start of the game, didn't quite execute it. Then we had to try and make things up on the fly, and you know, once the game plan is put in place and we don't do it correctly, we don't really know if the game plan works. So that's on us as a playing group to get that done.
When you see the young guys come on, they really provided the energy and the spark to get you back into it as a senior bloke. You look and go, well, we should have been doing that ourselves.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everyone gets their opportunity and they got it and ran with it. So congratulations to those guys. They did a fantastic job. And yeah, obviously us as senior players and things like that, you know, look at it and some people can be like, damn, that should have been us. Or other people can look at it and be like, look, those guys deserve what they got. And yeah, and you know, congratulations to them because they did, you know, what probably we should have.
Does that make you annoyed at yourself or inspire you to do better?
Oh, it definitely inspires us to do better. You know, although we are all annoyed at how we are performed, I think, you know, it inspires us to be better, and us being here a day after a game proves that. You know, we could have been moaning and complaining that we're in here a day after a game, but I think today we really took a step forward, and the guys that were out there were really challenging each other and got better.
So, as you said, it's rare to have the session day after. What was that focusing on today? Obviously, it wasn't because of the loss, but what did you focus on after the loss when you have a scheduled session?
Today was all about defense. You know, obviously, there's no tippy-toeing around it. Defensively, we haven't been great this year, and the past seasons, the Wildcats have been the number one defensive team. It's coincided with the championship, so that's a level we want to get to. This group's a completely different to the group, you know, last year, and I think once we figure that out, we're going to be very hard to stop.
You sparked a bit after that little altercation. This group need to be harder and more in your face and more ruthless, physical at people.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want to be dirty or anything like that, but we don't want to take a backward step from anyone. If it means, you know, they're setting some screens and might be moving, you know, you might have to take on for your team and run straight through it. That's not being dirty, that's just playing physical and setting the tone. And I think, you know, at home, that has to be the case. You can't be on the backwards foot, which I felt we were for most of the game.
To be losing a few at home now, how do you fix that, especially when you've got Sydney coming here this weekend?
Yeah, obviously a big task for us with Sydney coming in. They're rolling at the moment, and you know, they've got, I think this will be a big test for us defensively. I felt like we've had that week in and week out, but you know, they're the number one team in the league, and that's really going to put us through our paces. And I think, you know, obviously Friday we're going to see what we're made of, and I'm really looking forward to it. I know the guys are hurting right now, and I think, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us moving forward, but I'm definitely excited and glad it's a short turnaround.
No one's been able to get them. Like, they're dominating every single team at the moment. How big a challenge are they compared to all the other teams? Like, the gap between them and everyone else?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, they've won a few close ones. You know, they've got talented guys that know how to manage a clock and run the floor and things like that. So, late games and stuff like that, they've been able to come out with some really good wins. So I think for us, it's, you know, they're obviously a fair way ahead, so it's about locking up that number two spot for us. And it all starts on Friday, and I can't wait to get out there and obviously set the tone. Come in off the bench and provide energy, and I think that's something that we lacked, although Rhys Vaig and Jesse Wagstaff did a great job of that on the weekend. I think, you know, we waited till the second half to provide that. So I think first half, we like to go by the first 2 minutes. We really want to set the tone, and that wasn't the case.
So you said that number two spot. Feels like everyone's chasing that at the moment, not because Sydney is so far in front. Mm. Does the opportunity exist, you feel, for someone to just grab it by the clutch, grab it by the throat and say, we want it, because Melbourne lost on the weekend, other teams losing around it and stuff?
100%. Like, that was a great opportunity for us on the weekend to kind of, you know, go a couple games ahead, and we didn't do it. So that hurts as well, knowing that that little chance slipped. But really, it's all about us. You know, we need to be tougher, we need to, you know, just execute game plans and everything like that. And that's the stuff that really hurts, because, you know, we've done it for patches, and patches we're really good. So to extend that over 40 minutes, that's when we'll become a really good team.
Can you talk a bit about Travis? Did you expect him to be able to do that first up?
Yeah, you know, he's a super talent. to be honest, I haven't seen much of him. But, you know, when he was out there, he was a little tentative, and, you know, I just said, mate, this is your time to shine. You know, you can't lose right now. So go out and play your best. And, you know, I was really proud of how him and Taylor and even Reese, you know, got a bit more burn there at the end and kind of took the group and, you know, led by communication and things like that. But LT to come in and do what he did is fantastic, and it speaks volumes of the player he's going to be one day.
It's felt like he's never trained as well. Like, he's been so looked after with his legs. Like, how little has he been out there with you guys?
That's what I mean. You know, like, I didn't see much of him, but, you know, obviously, you know, the word around, you know, WA and you know, the basketball community is that he's going to be a super talent, and I think that just displays, you know, how good he can be. You know, how to, he was playing a number of different roles out there too, so it wasn't like he was just slotting into that three spot. He played a little bit of four, and he was, you know, learning on the fly in a tough situation, and I thought he did extremely well.